What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 510. In this episode, I'll discuss high-dose insulin euglycemic therapy and the treatment of a patient with massive caffeine overdose. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode510. Many cardiotoxic medication overdoses appear to respond to high-dose insulin euglycemia therapy, including beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and tricyclic antidepressants. The practice of high-dose insulin euglycemia therapy involves giving insulin in doses of regular human insulin from half a unit per kilo per hour up to 10 units per kilo per hour while keeping plasma glucose in the normal range. Authors in the journal Chest recently report a case of a 33-year-old female who ingested an unknown quantity of pure anhydrous caffeine powder. On presentation to the ED, she had a seizure and cardiac arrest. After 90 minutes of CPR and ACLS care, which included epinephrine, calcium, magnesium, and lipid emulsion, there was return of spontaneous circulation, but very minimal cardiac contractility. As a last effort to improve cardiac function, high-dose insulin was started with a bolus of 1 units per kilo and a rate of 0.5 units per kilo per hour using the author's institutional protocol for calcium channel blocker overdose. The patient immediately had a rise in end-tidal CO2, a recordable blood pressure, and spontaneous limb movements after receiving the bolus. Treatment with insulin continued for 72 hours, and the patient achieved full neurologic recovery other than amnesia of the event. There's a possibility that the administration of the insulin was coincidental with the patient's improvement, but the authors believe that to be unlikely given her continued toxic lethal levels of caffeine and previous prolonged resuscitation attempts. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to a practical training on the use of high-dose insulin therapy, including how to initiate and wean high-dose insulin. To get immediate access to everything the Academy has to offer, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.